Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the things that's come out of the whole Bryce Harper saga and Twitter and social media and everything else, John Heyman's star, I don't know if it's definitely brighter. I don't know if more people hate him than before. I would think yes. But John Heyman became a star, at least in Philadelphia, as far as the whole Bryce Harper signing and the chasing and the reporting and everything else. So we showed up today. Ben Livingston had an idea. We should send John Heyman a "We're sorry, John Heyman" card.
Got it right here.
And get people to sign it. So there is a big, and is this on our Twitter page, Ben?
Yes, it's on our Twitter and our Facebook. It's a giant card in red, right, that says, "We're sorry, John Heyman." And John has seen it, and he's appreciative, and we're going to send it to him on behalf of all the Phillies fans, because we're nice here. We're forgiving. We're very, very, very positive now.
But we're also from Philadelphia. I'm hoping, and it's...
Who's going to pay to mail this off?
It's...
I think it's going on the corporate card. Not me.
Yeah, where you have to take it to a UPS store, right? Exactly. You couldn't show up at the
average size card, man. Who's paying to mail this off?
Well, you can't put one stamp on it.
No.
Ben, you have to take this to the UPS store. Anyway, so here's we have it down here for you to sign. When you're coming down for the Striking Out Cancer benefit, and tickets are available at the door. So come down tonight. Help us celebrate this and help us strike out cancer. Open bar. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can sign it when you come down, or I'm voting for no one signing it, and we send it with no one signing it. You think that's a better idea, Ike?
Yep.
Ben, what do you think? Or should we really have people try to sign it?
No, yeah, people should come and sign it. I mean, look, we want to show that Phillies fans are now this, like, positive group. We talked about changing now that we have a second chance with a real superstar. Let's do it. Let's show that we're the positive ones now.
So we have
good luck with that.
Bryce Harper, a group for the females... That has some alliteration in it, but I don't know if I need to share it on the air if people want to guess on it.
No, we won't be sharing that one on the air. Meanwhile, my buddy Ferd, he sends in one. How about Harper's Hooligans?
Yeah, that works.
Harper's Hooligans?
Could you have multiple groups in right field and then the first base side? I mean, there could be...
It's going to be multiple groups over there.
Right, like with the Crips. There's not just one Crips. There's multiple factions of the Crips, right? Depending on where you are.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I was just watching a First 48 last night where they were talking about one of them. Let's go back to the phone. Zeus in Sicklerville, New Jersey. Hi, Zeus.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Long time no hear from.
What up, Zeus?
How are you?
Good. No, I'm just calling. Listen, I'm happy. I'm happy about the whole situation. But you guys had me going nuts, man. I'm going on the 21st. I've already booked those tickets. I'm going to a spring training on the 21st.
Oh,
I'll be there.
Nice, man.
Yeah, so hopefully I get to hang out with a few people. But a lot of baseball people, and this is what I'm a little upset about, lost credibility with me. Now, it's just me. I don't know about you guys, but a lot of baseball people lost credibility, man. They had me going crazy, bro. They had me actually hating the guy. John, you too. I heard you. You didn't want him here yesterday.
No. You're not listening close enough. What I've been saying the last 2 days was that that I did want him. That all else being equal, of course I wanted the player. A lot of people were just soured on it. Listen, I think there's very few people that actually didn't want the player. They were just soured on the experience of thinking that they were going to get him, and not
all the reports, man. I was like, come on already. I was actually saying, you know, the Phillies need to pull their offer off the table. That's how mad I was. You know, the three-year opt-out with Angelo, with all that commotion. Mm-hmm. 13 years. You know what that tells me? He wants to be here. He wants to be here.
He does.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, Zeus, and we know that now, but there was no indication of that prior to him signing.
We were getting all this bad information, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of baseball people lost credibility with me.
Well, I mean, Zeus, listen. Here's the deal. The media in 2019 is different than the media even 5 years ago.
Right.
It's just different. John Heyman's not people don't break news on their website anymore or their newspaper. They're breaking news on Twitter. That's the nature of it. So it's not official reports they're putting out. It's just information. They're just tweeting.
Listen, even John Heyman, who was getting the stuff, who we assume was getting the stuff from Scott Boras, he was even telling us during the interview with us that, hey, man, he's hedging some of the things that he's saying because he doesn't want to be wrong, and he isn't going completely out of his way to say this is an absolute. And even John Heyman said there was indications that Bryce Harper didn't want to come to Philly.
Yep.
John Heyman even said that.
Yep.
And even apologized for saying it. Well, not necessarily apologized.
He said I was wrong.
Just admitted he was wrong about
it
when he was talking about it on MLB Network yesterday. So, you know, we're out here in Philly. Bryce Harper is out in Las Vegas. Bryce Harper isn't speaking to anybody. He isn't tweeting anything. So you get a bunch of agents that want to leak information out there for their benefit to create some sort of a groundswell in certain fan bases to put pressure on the teams to get a signing. They're going to use certain media outlets to get that information out there. And what better fan base to stoke flames with than the Philadelphia fan base?
Oh, no, there's nobody else.
What better fan base do you stoke flames with than us? Who reacts more to anything than we do?
Number one seed.
Exactly.
In the East.
And that's why you get all these national people who will always throw Philadelphia in to rumors.
Or with Cowherd.
Yeah.
He knows when he wants to – same with Skip. They know what they're doing. They know they'll get more retweets and more stimulus when they do that by going hard on Philly than backing Philly up. They know what they're doing. All these guys know what they're doing. It's a dream for these guys.
When Jason Lockenford throws out Philly may be in the hunt for Antonio Brown, there's a reason why he's doing that.
Twitter.
Yes.
He's on Twitter a lot, and he sees what works.
He knows everybody from Philadelphia is going to retweet Jason Lockenford's story.
Yep. You're right.
I mean, that's so.
I mean, honestly, it's great for us, but when it comes down to it, it's great for the country. It's great for the sport, the national media, because we take it so seriously, and we get so excited about it, and people hate us.
They know we care more than anybody else.
Yep.
They know we care and people, more than anybody else.
And people hate us, so then that makes people interested, too.
Yep.
So the Harper story becomes, and people hate him.
And they're like, oh, yeah, he fits right in with them.
He does, man.
Philadelphia.
Pete Rose. Not what we know about Pete Rose now, obviously. Arietta's being, the game's on right now, spring training game's on right now.
Yeah.
And they were interviewing Arietta, who had a tank top on. You want to talk about a dude or a bro? He's another bro, Arietta.
Is that him in the underwear? Yesterday?
In the underwear, sweeping up.
Yeah,
Ben, on Instagram,
dude. I think that's going to be their reputation. He's not bad.
Okay,
a little old for me, but
well, that's all right. I mean,
he's an underwear model. That's what he does.
He likes the buns. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, listen, he's more than an underwear model. He likes to be half naked half the damn time.
Well, this is kind of the vibe
his
we
arms
have.
His arms are out all the time. He did an interview with us last year with his arms out.
Yeah,
he was.
I don't know what we're going to call. I don't know what we're going to call this group, but
there's a bunch of meatheads on this team.
You look at Gabe.
It's led by the manager.
Gabe,
right?
Bryce, Jake Arrieta. You're talking about guys who don't like wearing shirts.
Yes.
Honestly, don't like wearing pants either. They will like a Bryce did the body issue. You ever see that?
Yeah. No,
I mean,
we didn't.
Okay, well, sure you can look it up.
Yeah.
They like it's like we have the broiest team. It's like we got the Jersey Shore team down here.
It is a bro team.
We got. I need some Jersey Shore photoshops of these guys.
All right, so let's evaluate the rest of the team.
I'm gonna tweet this out from the account. All these guys don't like wearing clothes. This is like their thing. They're like the GTL group.
Right. This is not your father's baseball group. You know, this is not your father's baseball team. This is not the 93 team.
McCutcheon's not bro-y, right? He's a professional. He's a great guy.
I
don't think he's bro-y like the other guys.
We're going to find out.
Kingery? Is he little?
Oh, he's a bro.
He's bro-ish?
He's a bro all
he's
the way.
He's junior bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's not good. He's going to be looking up to these guys.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, Bricey.
Yes. Yes. It's like... I'll go back to my Tom and Jerry cartoon, and you had Spike, the big pit bull.
Yeah.
And then you had the little one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Kingery.
He's like, when you were a rookie, who was your veteran that you kind of were like looking up to, like, oh, my God, anybody?
Well, no, I didn't have any of those.
No? Well, I'm not like that, but you, who was your mentor on and off the field?
Willie T was a guy that I sort of modeled myself after. Smaller linebacker, cover guy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so Willie T was like the guy that I would watch and wouldn't say a whole lot to. I'm just watching him.
He was good. Oh, I love Willie T.
Yeah, I'm just watching him stealing his moves.
He was a great player. All right, so here, we'll go back to the phones. Give me one second.
I realize we were 3-8, well, 3-13. We didn't have many great players.
So yesterday I went on a
Urban Fryer.
I'm buddies with guys that are on an ESPN radio station in Las Vegas. And they had me on, I forget when last, but at the end they asked me about Bryce Harper, and I was like, yeah, I think he works here. And their reaction was, really? Like, they were kind of asking us what we thought, and then on the way out was like, yeah, man, I don't know. Like, I don't know if he messes with Philly. So his name's Steve Cofield. He's a Jersey native. He's a Central Jersey native. So he lived, you know, grew up in Jersey. He's been out there for a while. So he's going to join us at 3 o'clock because I want to know what he meant when he said that. He knows Philly. He knows Chickies and Pete's. He knows that we're here today. And so he's going to tell it. Like, what do we really know about Bryce Harper? Like, the guy. We know he's quiet. We know that he doesn't spend a lot of time on social media. We know he's a good player. We know, but what do we really, like, what do I don't really know a lot about Bryce Harper and what he's going to be like on a day-to-day basis. I don't think any of us do.
No, I mean, none of us are following the Nationals every day.
So I want to know why Steve Cofield said to me, like, are you sure he's a good fit for Philly? So he's coming up at 3 o'clock, all right? Should be fun to, I just want to hear how he thinks this is going to work out. Back to the phone, Sarah in Wilmington, Delaware. Hi, Sarah, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Excellent.
Love you guys. Love the show. Listen every day.
Thank you.
I just want to quickly say I'm so excited about Brandon Graham. He is my favorite. I'm so happy he's back. But just like the one caller, I did exactly what he did. I went to the Nats website, and I got two tickets for my boyfriend and I for the April 2nd game. I'm going to wear my pinstripes. I'm going to troll the Nats fans. I'm so excited, and I'm so ready for this.
Okay. So,
nice.
This game, April 2nd, is in Washington. Or
yes.
Is it here? It's in Washington?
No, it's in Washington, yep.
Okay.
Tuesday night game, I'm ready for it. I'm going to be cheering for him while they boo him. It's going to be great.
Yeah, really, I didn't even think about the reaction, Sarah, and enjoy it. Yeah, it's going to be, it's a huge deal for them down there, or like the, you know, couple of fans that they have. But again, I mean, they're still actually, they're favored to be a playoff team, one of the teams. They're a good team down there. They still have top-end pitching. Yeah.
They have
talented position players. So,
I mean, some people say they're still a favorite in this division.
Yeah. When can we go game by game? Ben, we shouldn't wait till right before the season. We should
be 162-0.
I mean, next week.
What game are you going to pick them to lose, John? Come on.
Well, they open at home against the Braves. That's a win.
Yeah, and then the next game's
day
a win.
Off. 4:05 start Saturday afternoon against the Braves.
Oh, that's a win.
Win, and then Sunday night baseball. They'll take two or three over the Braves.
Hold on, opening day is in the middle of our show?
Yeah. Same thing as last year.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, we did like a half hour from the ballpark, and then...
I don't even remember, okay.
Yeah.
See how excited I was about opening day last year? Be a lot different this year.
Oh, my goodness gracious, man.
Be a lot different this year.
All right, back to the phones. Joe's in Jersey. Hi, Joe.
Hey, you hear me all right?
Not really.
How's that? Is that better?
Yeah. What's up,
awesome. First time, long time for your show. WIP's on the radio. I'm a truck driver all day. I just want to call and let you guys know what I was doing when you guys broke the news yesterday. I'm coming across at the Tacony-Belmira Bridge, and as soon as Ben broke it, oh, man, I was laying on the horn, blowing everything. And the best thing about it is my three-year-old, her name is Harper. So when I got home, I told her she's going to get a Harper jersey. And she's excited that she's thinking she's playing for the Phillies.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, did you name her Harper thinking they would get Bryce Harper a few years later, or just coincidence?
No. My wife had a dream that she wanted a daughter named Harper, and that's how we got Harper. And
that's my second
guess.
With
her, yeah. That once Harper signs, I'll get her a jersey. So Harper signs, she's getting a jersey. But now she's running around the house with her bat, glove. Like, I'm going to go play for the Phillies.
That's awesome, man.
I just, man, it's such a great news for the Phillies for sports. I mean, we got all these young stars now. Oh, man, it's great. And, Mike, I want to thank you for everything you did for the Eagles, man.
Oh,
I need to get
you,
here. There's a bottle of some Ike juice for you, man.
Oh, just don't be doing that and driving.
Man, we get the Nationals six times in the first 2 weeks.
Excellent. Well, maybe not.
So it'll be a lot of, you know, Harper, Nationals.
Oh, my God. Nationally.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy, crazy. Yeah, I mean, Ben breaking it yesterday. What was the – how did he break it? He was like, ah!
Yeah, that just started screaming like a schoolgirl.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ben, you should have that. I mean, we should hear that a couple times today, man.
Oh, yeah. You want to hear it?
Yes. Yes, I want to hear it. Yes.
I think the Phillies in Philadelphia is the top of his list. No, I don't think there's anybody that thinks that. Do I think that maybe he has some reservations about playing here for the next 10 years or his wife does?
Oh!
Yeah.
Hit the road button.
John Heyman, Bryce Harper to the Phillies.
No way.
Official blue check mark and everything. Bryce Harper is going to the Phillies. Stop everything you are doing.
And that was yesterday.
Bring on the music. Hold on. We got to make sure we verified first.
Yes,
make
it's sure verified. Yes. Yeah, it wasn't John Heyman with a, you know, like in a darn Schefter, a fake account.
Well, yeah, you never know, man.
You never, never know. Let's do one more phone call. We have Mike in Allentown. Hi, Mike.
Yo, fellas, we got him.
We got him.
What up, Mike?
We got him.
What's going on, Mike? Listen, this is what's going to happen. I'm getting my sexy wife. She's blonde hair, blue eyes. She's going to be wearing her short shorts. She's going to have a little tank top on, a little Harper jersey on the back. Going down to the ballpark. We're going back to the bank.
What?
But, Mike, you know what's around today, especially in the early games, the first couple months? Yoga pants weren't really around in 2008 like they are right now. It's gonna be yoga pants all over that park.
She's going to have all the coconut oil on all day long,
what
baby.
What the hell is going on right now? What? Hold on. What the hell, Ben?
Yeah, well, I mean, if Gabe likes coconut oil, Mike, yeah.
He's a compassionate man.
Yes,
he loves the coconut oil. Listen, I didn't know coconut oil existed until I married my bride.
Oh, wow. All right. Did you buy tickets or did you already have tickets? Did you buy tickets after?
No, we're doing them tonight. I got my son. I got to get my son on the school bus. It's our weekend together. We're going to order him up tonight. He's going to have his new jersey on. We're going to be out in the field, out in the right field. We're going to catch some balls, baby. We're going to get a lot of homers out of this boy.
You're the man, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm thinking 40 home runs a year. They put him in that 3-4 hole spot. Let him drive. Let him and Reese, you know, right there. You got to have Segura, Harper, and Reese in the same, like, order, right? Like, those three have to be together, right?
Yep.
So, however you decide to put them, whether it's 2, 3, and 4, 3, 4, and 5, whatever you decide to do with them, like, I'm imagining Bryce Harper moving forward. Yeah, 40 home runs. 100-plus RBIs should be pretty good.
You want to hear their lineup against the Marlins from September 5th? It was Carlos Santana, Justin Bour, Asdrubal Cabrera, Rhys Hoskins, Nick Williams, Cesar Hernandez, Jorge Alfaro, Nick Pivetta, and Roman Quinn.
Oh,
I think they're going to be a little better than that.
Oh, my God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.